You know, when we were younger, we all had that one friend whose parent seemed to always know, like they just had a little bit more wisdom. And it's not that they were smarter than our own parents, but they saw things from a different perspective. And we have that friend that always just seems to know what's right, what's wrong. You know that friend that you always go to, or that person that you seek advice from when you're in a new relationship and you just can't place it, but there might be something off, or there's a new job and it just seems to be too good to be true. So are we being paranoid, or is that the case? Queen of Cups, please talk to me. That's basically the Queen of Cups. The Queen of Cups is Bill Withers in Lean On Me. Lean on me when you are not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. That's the Queen of Cups. They always seem to know. They're always there when you need somebody to listen to you, and they'll give you the advice that you need. It's not so much a lawyer as it is a good friend. It's an older energy, as the queens usually are. It doesn't necessarily mean an elder. You know, in today's society, we shy away from older viewpoints, right? Okay, boomer and all that, you're out of touch. But the truth of the matter is, when the Queen of Cups shows up, you're looking for that old school, old soul mentality to lead you. The Queen of Cups leads with their heart, but intuitively. And they find the good in the situation. You know that song? Aaron Lewis of Staind put out a song called Someone. And he says, I'm damaged goods, I'm complicated. I sure do know how to tell a lie. Some people say I ain't worth saving. Sometimes I think they're right. It ain't no secret I can say. I get it wrong most of the time. But looking at you right now, baby, you're the one thing I got right. Because someone else would have walked away. Someone else would have never stayed. Sure as hell, someone else would have left me a long, long time ago. Someone else would have called my bluffs, saying I ain't even worth their love. No one else could love me like you do. Thank God my someone's you. I mean, that's basically the Queen of Cups. You know, when he says, you called my bluff, you know, nobody else would have stayed, but you aren't afraid to look right through it all. You know, the Queen of Cups doesn't need your words to assure her of what's right or wrong. She sees it already. You don't have to BS the Queen of Cups. If the Queen of Cups shows up, you know, there's a few ways to look at it. It's either that advice is yours to give to someone from a maternal and loving and compassionate sense and perspective, or that's what you're seeking in someone. Like, we all know a Queen of Cups in our lives. They're always highly intuitive. They're creative usually too. They're artistic, or they always have that marketing plan, or they always have that idea that you would have never thought of. You should have. You're like, wow, why didn't I think of that? But it just would have never have come to you. That's usually the Queen of Cups. Intuition, emotions, lead with your heart. You know, the Queen of Cups is somebody that you look at face value and think, well, they're going to be easily taken advantage of because everybody's always going to come to them for advice and they're going to be walked over, walked on. But that's not the Queen of Cups, because the Queen of Cups, like we talked about in the Aaron Lewis song, Someone, sees through all the BS. The Queen of Cups is a lot stronger than they let on. They'll listen. They'll take time. They'll even let you, you know, spew all your BS, all your lies, all your crap. They're not going to believe it, though. They're going to tell you what's needed. That's the Queen of Cups. This is Rock and Soul Tarot. Now, we have one more episode to go before we complete the suit of tarot upright, from the Fool in the Major Arcana all the way to the final card in the suit of cups, which will be the King of Cups in the next episode. We have talked about tarot through the lens of rock and roll for 78 cards. What we're going to do now, because I want Rock and Soul Tarot to be a podcast you can come to often, not just with these definitions, but with special guests, musicians, established tarot readers to talk about what songs and what messages they might apply to certain cards. And then what we're going to do from there is we're going to flip every card upside down and look in reverse and see what rock and roll songs apply to the energy of each tarot card in reverse. Some people don't read in reverse. I do, because that's how I was taught. That's how my mother does it. So I basically had no choice. You will read it in reverse and you will like it. So that's coming up. I will see you for the King of Cups, and then we go on an adventure together. Please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. If you have any questions, please hit me up, Orlando0616 on Instagram, and I will see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.